am proud to be a public servant, and I'm proud to be a CPSU member. And I have to say that I'm generally a glass half full kind of person. I know that by standing together and fighting for something, we can make a difference. And I think that's why we're all here. And that's really hard to ignore when we achieved the result that we did yesterday, in particular with the marriage equality survey. But I also know that there's a lot stacked against the union movement right now. And so I'd like to talk about my experience in the CPSU and a couple of the trends that we've been noticing over the last few years. So here at the CPSU, we've seen APS bargaining go on for up to 4 years without any compensation for workers. We've seen employers refusing to make reasonable changes that would have allowed agreements to get up, resulting in no vote after no vote after no vote. Our comrades at the federal courts and the Bureau of Meteorology are striking because their employers refuse to negotiate or use Fair Work as a reconciliation process. Across the APS, we've seen our rights removed from our agreements and put into unenforceable policy. I joined my department just after the yes vote that got our agreement up, and I've seen firsthand how our conditions have been weakened and our allowances have been abolished. The rights of delegates, consultation rights, our performance cycle have all been changed post-bargaining to the detriment of the workers. And all of this has happened because rights were taken out of our agreements and put into policy. Another trend that we're seeing across CPSU workplaces is the rise of insecure work, which Alex mentioned and I'm sure you're all seeing across your industries. In the APS and in the ACT government, we're seeing rolling contracts that go on for years, despite it being very clear that that work is ongoing. The ASL cap, which restricts the number of public servants in the Commonwealth, means that taxpayers are forking out for contractors that are more expensive and have less rights. In my department, about a quarter of the workforce are employed through labour hire contracts, an all-time high. And these trends are dangerous for our members. Employers are systematically changing the power dynamic so that workers don't have a chance. And I think that's why this campaign is so important. We need to change the rules so that we can keep delivering for our workers.